तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीनारदाय नमो नमः।
So Narad ji says in Sutra number 43, he says, Dusanga Sarvatha Eva Tyajya. Give up all evil companies. Huh? All evil company should be given. A bhakt should not have any dusanga, no evil company. Then in Sutra number 63, he says, Stri Dhan Nastik Charitram Na Sravaniyam. Again, this is also dusanga. Dusanga. A stree, a woman should not think about man, or a man should not think about women, then wealth. And atheist, nastic, who does not believe in God. Nasravaniyam, he should not listen about these things. These are also dusanga, dusanga outside, worldly things, anatmavastu, dusanga. So a devotee should give up all these things also. Then inside, avimana dambha adhikam tyajyam, give up pride and vanity. They are subtle. They are subtle. So these also should be given up. What else to be done then? Tadarpita akhilacharasan kama krodha avimana adhikam tasmin eva karaniyam. What should be done? He said, akhilachara, all activities. All activities should be done for Lord. Kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, master. Everything for Lord. If a desire comes, I want to see Lord. That desire should come. I want to eat. Oh, I want to eat prasad. See, Lord should come. This way, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, master. Everything should be for Bhagwan only. Then he said, ti roop bhanga purvakam. This bhakti should be tri-rupa bhanga, transcend. Transcend tri-rupa. Tri means three. Rupa means form. Transcend three forms. What are the three forms? So earlier it was said in sutra number, Gauni tridha gun bhedat, artha adi bhedat. So artha jigyasu artharthi. This can be three. We have seen sattvic, rajasic, tamasic bhakti. By seeing the God which you are worshipping, one can find out whether it is sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. Or the purpose for which you are worshipping, that also determines whether it is a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic. But this supreme devotion is not these three. Three rupa bhanga transcend these three. Second interpretation of three rupa bhanga is knower, known and knowing. That means mind is fully merged. Find your mind is fully merged in Lord. Tribhanga Rupakam. Then Guruji says, this Tribhanga can be said to be Karta, Karma, Karmaphal. Karta, doer. Don't insist on that I am Karta, I alone will serve Guru. Or I alone will serve this person. No, not that way. Or don't insist on a particular karma. I will do only this much for Swami. No. Everything. Don't insist for specific. Karmaphal. I expect this karmaphal. Insisting any karmaphal or any karma, we have to go beyond three. Or we can say, art jigyasu artha arti rahit. Or knower, known, knowing, rahita, triputi rahitam. We use the word triputi. Triputi rahitam. Or kam, karma, karma phal rahitam. So that bhakti is tri rupa bhanga. Purvakam. Then how you should be? Nityadas. Nityadas. I am servant of the Lord. Not 8-hour servant, nitya, eternal, whole life, nitya das. Or nitya kanta, bhajanatvakam, serve Lord as nitya das or nitya kanta. Prem karyam, prem, what is to be accomplished? Love alone to be accomplished. My purpose is to get this love, supreme love. Unexcelled love, unconditional love. I want to reach that state. Then the glory of bhakti said, bhakta ekantino mukhyaha. Bhakta, a devotee. Which one is best bhakta? Ekanta. Who has got only one goal? What is his goal? Paramatma his goal. Ek, one. Anta, goal. So best bhakta is one who has got one goal and that is his paramatma. Ekantik bhakta, best. What he does, this bhakta, what he does, always absorbed in that? No, he is doing such a thing which nobody else can do. He says, kantavarodham, kantavarodha, romancha asrubhi parasparam lapmanaha pavayanti kulani prithvicha. Pavayanti kulani, they sanctify their lineage, whole lineage. At one place it is said 21 generations are sanctified. If a bhakta comes in your family, 21 lineage. Somewhere it is written 7 generations get sanctified. Kulani. Bhavayanti kulani. And prithivimcha, they sanctify prithivi also. Prithivi also. And what are their emotions, sattvic emotions? Kanthavarodha, throat is choked. Then, romancha, or repulsion. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, by taking the name of Lord, if tears flow out, or the horripilation comes in your body, know you are very close to Lord. You are reaching your destination. You are so close. So these are the signs. If I take the name of Lord once, the auriculation should happen. Or asrudhara, tears should come out. Parasparam lapmana, they converse with other bhakta, they talk about God only. Parasparam lapmana. Then what else they do? Tirtham kurvanti tirthani. They sanctify tirthsthan. People go to tirthsthan to purify themselves. But this sadhu, the saint or the bhakta, he sanctifies the place of pilgrimage also. And we saw the story, the three ladies, Ganga, Yamuna and Narmada, they went inside a ashram, served a rishi or sage, came out. When they went inside, they were dirty. When they came out, they were clean. Purified. The saints and bhakta purify tirtha. Sukarmi kurvanti karmani. Glorify to action. They glorify action also. Lord became charioteer of Arjun. They became parsari. Glorified that profession. Kabir was a weaver. Glorified that profession. So whatever they do, that profession is glorified. Sat sātri kurvanti sastrani, and lend authority to sastra also. They lend authority. how this happened? Tanmaya, they live absorbed in him. Tanmaya, always absorbed in him. Now, sutra number 71. What else happens?
Modante pitaro.
Modante pitaro.
Nityanti devataha.
Nityanti devataha.
Sanatha cheyam bhur bhavati.
Sanatha cheyam bhur bhavati.
Modante pitaro. Nityanti devataha. Sanatha cheyam bhur bhavati. When such bhakta are there, what happens? Modante pitaro, pitaraha, pitara means the parents, forefather, past generation. They rejoice. Why they rejoice? Are such a bhakta is come in our lineage? Such a bhakta is born in our lineage, our kul, our family. They all rejoice. Modante. Okay. Then nrityanti devataha. Devatas, they all dance. Nrityanti. Why devatas they dance? Devatas are also happy with this bhakta. You see, all devatas, they are worried about their chair. All devatas are worried about their chair. Even Indra is worried about his chair. But this bhakta is harmless. Why harmless? Kamana rahitam. He has got no desire. He doesn't want Indrapad also. No Indrapad. So Devata Singh Ananda is harmless fellow. Therefore Devata also, they are very happy with such bhakta. Not only that, this bhakta makes other also bhakta. He is offering his puja, he tells other also, are bhai, aao, do puja. You have to purify your mind. So by they increase more bhakta, so more people are offering puja to Lord, more people are offering puja to Lord, the Lord becomes more powerful. So if Lord becomes more powerful, now tell me whether they will dance in happiness or not. They will dance. Nityanti devataha. Then sanatha cheyam bhuva bhavati. Mother Earth. As if she has become orphan. Why Mother Earth has become anath? Because sinners are more. Sinners are more. There was nobody to protect her. And how is the bhakta? Bhakta. Bhakta is not sinner. He is a righteous person. So as if when bhakta comes, her load perhaps had come little bit less. When lot of unrighteousness happens, as if the dhartima, prithvi, is suppressed. When such a bhakta comes, then load is reduced. And he makes others also bhakta. So further load is reduced. So therefore, bhakta has lightened the bhumi burden. Bhumi feels lighter. Therefore, sanatha cheyam bhuva bhavati. So pitro modante, they feel happy. And after that, devata nityante. Nityanti, devata, they are dancing. And Mother Earth feels light. Next.
Nasti teshu.
Nasti teshu.
Jati vidya rupa.
Jati vidya rupa.
Kula dhana kriyadi bheda.
Kula dhana kriyadi bheda.
Very important sutra. There is no distinction between bhakta. No distinction in bhakta. Acha. Nasti tesu, there is nothing. What is nothing? Bheda. There is no distinction. Tesu bhaktesu. Tesu means in bhaktesu of the devotees. Regarding what? Regarding jati, caste, vidya, learning, roop. their physical experience, kul, their family, dhan, wealth, kriya, profession. Why? So next sutra says, 73.
Tatastadiyaha.
This is the reason. Yata, because tadiya, all of them belong to God only. The relationship with the God is one and one only. They are bhakta of Bhagwan. That's all. Only one identification, one relation. Okay. So in education, we see that the different people have different validation. Suppose many people are coming to study classes. Eh? So they may talk, oh, how many texts you have done? Oh, he will say, no, I have done sadhana panchakama, I have done tattva-bodh, atma-bodh, this. I have done 10 texts. Somebody will say, I have got 3. I am superior to you. You have done only 3? I am superior to you. Or somebody will come, I have done none, nothing, kuch bhi nahi kiya. So here it is said, bhakta has no such bheda, no such differences. Jati, no jati bhed, like Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. Have you ever heard a Brahman bhakta, a Kshatri bhakta or Sudra bhakta? No, there is no bhed. All are bhakta only. Or it can be a jati, like a, you can say like a profession. Engineers, they have got their own association. Doctors, they have got their own association. Same jati, same profession. Same profession. So they don't have that type of difference also. No jati bhed. Vidya, no vidya required, you know. Thakur Ramakrishna was illiterate. But his shishya Naren, who became Swami Vivekananda, was a law graduate from University of Calcutta. See? No bhed. Then Kabir Tukaram never went to any university. But do you know the people are doing PhD on the Kabir's work? They are getting PhD. So what they have written without going to any university, now what people are researching, are what they have written? They don't care. Rupa, Astravakra used to walk with the 8 bends. Astravakra, 8 bends. But his knowledge was straight. His knowledge was not bent. His knowledge was straight. So does the deformed body outside, gross body deform? Does that matter on your knowledge? It's got no effect. Kula, Prahlad ji was a great bhakta Bhagwan, but was born in Asura family. But he was Asura Bhava Varjita. There was no Asura Bhava in him. Then in dhana, wealth, we will find many bhakta are very rich. Some bhakta are not rich at all. Karma. So bhakta may have got different profession. You all are bhakta studying Narad Bhakti Sutra, but you all have got different professions. Different professions. But when you say, I am bhakta, then there is no difference between jati, rupa, kul, dhan. Why? Yattadiya. Because they belong to God only. There cannot be any bhed in the love of God. There cannot be a bhed in love of God because that is kamana rahitam. Kamana rahitam. In worldly things also we see, you know, in the susupti we find this thing. Whether you are raja or a king or a beggar, when you enter to the hall of sleep, experience of everybody is only one. There is no different experience in the deep sleep. Whether you are sleeping on the footpath or you are sleeping in a palace, the experience of the deep sleep is one and same. Similarly, the bhakta, all bhakta have got the same experience. So there is no distinction of poor, rich, literate, illiterate. Okay. Samartha Ramdas said, all sadhus look different. All sadhus look different. From outside the look is different. But inside? Inside they all of them are swarupasthita. They are all abiding in their own swarupa. What is their swarupa? Atman. Is the Atman different? No. Is the one and same in everybody? Therefore, this love, bhakta, who are related to the Lord and doing the parabhakti, they have got one and same. There is no difference between them. Okay. So now Naraji is giving instructions to such bhakta. Very important instruction to such bhakta. 74.
Vada means argument.
Na avalambya should not be entered into. So bhakta should not enter into argument just for the sake of argument. Don't. Avoid it. Acha, why? Next question comes, why? Why should not argue? Sutra number 75. We'll take up both together. 75.
Bahulya avakashatvat. Aniyatatvacha.
Bahulya avakasad, because there is a scope of many divergent views. If you enter into argument, there can be direct different type of views on that. Same topic, different views can be there. And aniyatvacha, and also because of the inconclusiveness. So here vad means just argument. Don't enter into any argument. Okay. So there are different types of arguments, but the famous ones are vada, jalpa, vitanda. Three types of arguments. Achha. Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita says, vada pravatam aham. Among all the vad, I am the vad. But that is a different meaning there. But here, vad means what? Two parties having different view on the one thing, both want to know the truth and ready to accept. Two parties are arguing, but the intention of both parties is to find out the truth. If somebody asks, so how many people were affected by corona yesterday, Friday, on May 8th, 2020? Somebody will say 2,000. Another person says, no, it's 3,000. Both of them want to ascertain the truth. What is the truth? Somebody tells that it is 2,887 reported in Chicago Tribune. Both accept. No, I am wrong. I said 2,000. No, it is 2,000. I accept. Other party was saying, no, I estimated 3,000. Now I accept what is reported in the newspaper, 2,887. So the argument purpose in Vada is to find out truth. What is Jalpa? Both parties have their own view, none interested in the truth. No one is interested in the truth. They have their own view. And both try to prove their own point and defeat other. You see, the purpose is vitiated here. Nobody is interested in know the truth. What is the purpose? Defeat other. That is the purpose. So the purpose of vad is to prove the truth, and the purpose of jalp is to defeat the other person by whatever method it can be. Jalpa. Vad, jalpa. Vitanda. what is written there? No personal view, but disputes all other views. So main interest is to prove others are wrong. That's all. So what is your view, boy? I've got no view. No view. So why are you arguing? I want to defeat. Whatever you are saying, you are wrong. Bas. That is my job. My argument is regarding this. I don't have any view, but whatever you say, that is wrong. Yes, that is bitanda. Are what is right you tell? No, I. Or what is your view? No, I don't want to say. I've got no view. But whatever you say, that is wrong. That is bitanda. And argument continues this way. So, Naradji suggests for a devotee, badhana avalambya, don't get into the argument like jalpa and bitanda. Don't get into an argument like jalp and vitanda. He is not saying that vada argument for ascertaining the truth, that can be had. There is another word, sambada. What is this sambada? In Bhagavad Gita, you will find in all Puspika Vak and that of each chapter, Sri Krishna Arjuna sambadi, sambad. In sambad, we will find in Arjuna, whenever there is any difficulty in understanding, he will ask question. He will ask question or give his counter arguments also. We should not fight this war. He gave so many arguments. So many arguments. That is sambad. That is sambad. Okay. Same thing is said in the sadhana panchakam. Dustarka subramyatam. Dustarka. Fallacious argument. Subramyatam, don't enter into such arguments. Even for Vedantin, Shankaracharya is saying, those who are following the Gyan Marga, they should not enter into Dustarka. Like two persons were arguing, and after argument, one person said, okay, whatever you say, I don't want to further continue. I accept your argument. Now that person says, I change my mind. Look. And again, argument starts. Even a person accepts other person's argument, he says, okay, now the argument khatam karo, bhaiya, khatam karo. I don't want to go further. No, I have changed my mind now. Now my view is this. Again, argument continues. So Naraji says, argument not based on praman should not be entered. Argument not based on praman should not be entertained. If you enter such arguments, you may get confused because of the different views. Different views. You can get confused. So Naradji says, to know the truth, you should follow Bhakti Shastra. Vedantins will follow the Veda, Upanishad. Bhakta will follow Bhakti Shastra. What are those Shastra Bhakti? Puran, Bhagavad, they are Bhakti Shastra. Go according to their argument. And Shankaracharya says, Dustarkat Subramyatam Srutimata Tarkanusandhiyatam Srutimat. Same thing. Whatever said in the Vedanta side by Shankaracharya in Sadhana Panchakam, same thought is in the Bhakti Marga also. So to know the truth, avoid argument, follow praman. What is praman? Praman means of knowledge. What is means of knowledge? So it is said, atindriya vishaye veda pramana. Anything which cannot be grasped by your organs of perception or your mind is atindriya. Beyond your senses and beyond your jnanendriya. For such subject matter which are beyond our organs of perception and mind, praman are Veda, means of knowledge are Veda. So follow Veda. So our argument should be based on Veda. So argument in the Bhakti Shastra should be based on Puran and Bhagavat, according to the Shastra. Okay. Then Naradji suggests what should be done. 76.
Bhakti-shastrani mananiyani.
Bhakti-shastrani mananiyani.
Tad-udbodhaka-karmani. तद उद्बोधक कर्माणि करणीयानि करणीयानि।
सो भक्ति शास्त्राणि मन्यानि, ऑलवेज रेस्पेक्ट भक्ति शास्त्र। सो दोज यू आर फॉलोइंग दिस भक्ति मार्ग, सो देयर प्रमाण, देयर सोर्स ऑफ नॉलेज इज भक्ति शास्त्र। ऑफ आर वेदांतिंस वेद शास्त्र उपनिषद। सो नारद जी डिड नॉट से श्रवणीयम, ही सेड मननीयम। इज इट नॉट सो? सी द वर्ड मननीयम, एंड वी ऑल नो फर्स्ट वी हैव टू डू श्रवण, देन मनन, देन कम्स निधिध्यासन। बट हाउ कम नारद जी सेड मननीयम? मननीयम। सो वी हैव टू गो टू ए स्टोरी, स्टोरी विच यू हैव हर्ड मेनी टाइम। इट इज फ्रॉम भागवत। देयर वॉज वन ब्राह्मण आत्मदेव, हिज वाइफ वॉज धुंधली, धुंधली में डल इन इंटेलेक्ट, धुंधली। आत्मदेव वॉज ए वेरी गुड ब्राह्मण, धुंधली वॉज हिज वाइफ, and they did not have any child, so they were very very sorrowful. So once Atmadev met one sant and told him that what is a household without children, you know. So that sant saw his forehead and he said, for next 7 generation you are not going to have any child. But he said, no, I want. He gave some references also, those who have got the children, they are all sorrowful. And that tallies with our experience also. Those who have got children, they are sorrowful. He advised him, the son said, don't ask for this, you are happy. No, the son gave him some fruit and said, you tell your wife to eat this and she will get a child. And when she, Atmadev brought that fruit and gave it to Dhundali, Dhundali start thinking, I see that how the brain of that lady was working. He said, if I eat it, I will be pregnant. And you know, if I become pregnant, the thief comes and they steal my utensils. I will not able to run and catch. See? So she didn't eat. And she gave that fruit to the cow. Cow, and the cow ate that fruit. Then after a few months, her sister visits and she tells her, I have got this great worry. My husband brought this fruit and he asked me to eat and I have not eaten. I have given it to the cow and within 9 months I am supposed to get a son and a child. What will I do? She said, I am also pregnant, don't worry, but my husband is poor. So what I will do, you give me some money and I will give you my child, and in our community we'll say the child died at age of 6 months. Dhundali accepted. This is a good idea. And she got her sister's child and there was no milk in her breast and she said, I don't have milk, what is to be done? She also got pregnant and she also gave birth to child. My sister, she has got lot of milk, she can come. So they brought her sister and then it's continued. Now this boy was when born, Atmadev wanted to name him some good name, or he wanted to keep, but no, his name should be Dhundakari. Dhundakari was the name of Atmadev's child. And other side, the cow also gave a child and it was a beautiful Gokarn, but his ears were like a cow's ear. Then this fellow was doing lot of mischievous thing. Dhundakari, her mother had to die. Then Atmadev was also very unhappy. He sold everything of the household. Married to 5 ladies. Once he started stealing, went into the profession of stealing. So he stole something valuable from palace. Now this lady started thinking, now he will be caught one day. And when caught, what will happen? The wealth will also go away and he also will go away. So how will we survive? So they decided to kill Dundakari and killed him. Killed Dundakari. And Dundakari became Pret. Dundakari became Pret. And he used to come and disturb Gokarna. Say, I am Pret. I am suffering very much. I have got nothing. I am surviving on only air. No food, only air. Please help me. So Gokarna said, "Acha, okay, let me find out." He talked to many Vidwans, all the wise men, what should be done. How this Dundakari can be liberated. So all Brahmans said, "We have got no idea. You worship God's son, Surya Bhagwan. Surya Bhagwan." And he worshipped Surya Bhagwan and got the instruction that you do the Bhagavad Sapta. Bhagavad Sapta. He did Bhagavad Sapta. So all the local people came. And Dundakari also came into the one bamboo stick. He was in the subtle form. A bamboo with a 7 knots. So he used to stay in that stick. After 7 days, so Vishnu Rath came, you know, chariot from the Vishnu Lok came. And said, "Who is Dundakari? So many people are sitting there." So the messenger of the Vishnu Lok said, "Who is Dundakari? Oh, Dundakari, I am Dundakari. You come with us. You have to go to Vaikuntha Lok." Vaikuntha Lok. But the other all said, "We also heard for 7 days. Why Lord has not sent chariot for all of us?" At that time it is said that Sravanam tu kritam sarvai. All of you have done the Sravan. Na tatha mananam kritam, but you have not done mananam. Dundakari was suffering. He did the Sravan and he did the mananam also. Therefore, for him the chariot came. Rath came him to take him to Vaikuntha Lok. Then all of them said, "We also want." Then it is said that Gokarna arranged again Bhagavad Sapta. Again Bhagavad Sapta. And this time everybody heard and reflected. Sravanan and Mananam. And after that, they all went to Vaikuntha Lok because they did Mananam. They all got that. So Bhakti Shastri Manyani means Sravan is to be done first, followed by Manan. So without Sravan, how can you do Manan? So when Naraji says Mananiyam, that means Sravan is to be done first. It is implied. Then tadudbodhakam karmani karniyani, all karma and bhakti sadhana as per shastra should be done accordingly. So whatever bhakti shastra tells, you have to do that. In sadhana panchakam also we find the similar thought. Vedo nityam adhiyatam tadujitam karma sanushthiyatam. Again Naraji is also saying same thing. According to the bhakti shastra, whatever karma is suggested, that you do. Shankaracharya is suggesting Vedo Nitya Itam, you study the Veda, and according to the Veda, whatever is actions are suggested there, you act that way. Taduditam karma sanushtiyatam. Oh, very good. You see, at that time also Naraji came across the excuses we all give. Why didn't you come to Narad Bhakti Sutra class today? Lot of excuses will come. Many excuses will come. Acha. Oh, thereby I'm busy. What? You are busy? With what? This is all anatma. All excuses will be relating to anatma only. Not atman. All anatma. I'm busy. Okay. Then I had some problems, you know. In India, people say, the maid servant didn't come, you know. I have to cook. I didn't have the time. Achha. Lot of worries. But I have got the priorities, different priorities. You know, the spirituality can wait. Spirituality can wait, but I have got more priority toward the anatma vastu. Atma can wait. Atma can wait. Many people think in the grihastha ashram it is not the time to study Gita. Not the time. If you ask them what is the right time to study Gita and Upanishad, you know, when I retire, there is no worries. I don't have to go to office. Children will be settled. After that, you know, then I will be free from all sides. Then I will come and study wholeheartedly. I will work for mission also. I will give time, devote mission to also. Let me tell you, in 6 years, I have not met any person who is retired and come to mission to serve mission. Many people have retired, still they don't study. Don't study. So same thing, Naradji also noticed at that time that people give lot of excuses not to study or not to do bhakti. Now he's going to tell something very important, very important. But that important thing, we have to wait. We don't have time today. We'll take up in our next class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.